Om Shanti, good morning. Today is the blessing of 13th of Jan 2019. May you be a worthy of worship soul who easily adopts purity as your original and eternal special virtue. May you be a worthy of worship soul who easily adopts purity as your original and eternal special virtue. The special basis for becoming worthy of worship is purity. The more you adopt all types of purity, you accordingly become worthy of worship in every way. Those who adopt purity as a special virtue, originally and eternally with discipline, are also the ones who are worshipped with discipline. Those who are in contact with souls who are jnani and ajnani, who fulfill their relationships and connections properly, while keeping their pure attitude, vision and vibration, and whose purity is not broken, even in their dreams, are the ones who are worshipped with discipline. So purity is such a huge subject and there are so many aspects to it. Let us perhaps begin with the worthy of worship bit. And I know from experience that this is not something many Western BKs can relate to, as firstly, worshipping is not a huge part of that culture. And if it is, they are not worshipping all these kinds of deities decked up in golden garlands. They're praising Christ on the cross or Mary in the manger or worshipping a black stone. So it is understandably a concept that the West has to grapple with, and perhaps not the greatest incentive for making effort. And mind you, the weight of the gold will be very light in the golden age, so the crowns and necklaces won't feel as heavy in heaven, if that's any consolation. So lust creates rust on the soul. What was meant to be a sacred act of recreation has turned into recreation, and the soul does not shine with lust. Look at our society today. Lust is in our face at every turn, on every magazine page and every billboard and advertisement. And yet it's a topic that not many understand. They confuse lust with love. And think about it. If lust promises to fulfill everyone's dream, then why is our liberal society not experiencing a constant and steady state of happiness? Actually, there's a funny story that a man was looking for the perfect lady to be his wife. And he was looking and looking, but with little success, until he eventually found one. And he started telling his friend all about her. So after some time, his friend finally said, "Well, why don't you marry her then?" And he replied, "Because she is looking for the perfect man." So there is no Mr. or Mrs. Perfect out there, and I think the sooner we realize that, then the quicker we can start making our internal effort, soul effort. All religions advocate practicing celibacy actually at some point in their life. And everyone knows there is something empowering about this, but no one quite knows what and how, and furthermore, where to get the power to live such a chaste life. Baba was saying today that at this confluence age, you cannot be worshipped, you can only be praised. And that is because we are not ready, we are not perfect. Till the clay idol, the murti, is placed in the temple, it is not worshipped. It may be finished and people will see it and say, "Wow, that's nice." But it cannot technically be worshipped, and that is our case too. What Baba is referring today is the concept of karma. Jitna and utna, right? So the literal translation is as much as, to that extent, jitna karenge utna payenge. To the extent you do, to that extent you will receive. So when the copper age comes and all the worshipping starts, then to whatever extent I have been clean and pure at the confluence age, to that extent my temples and worship will be clean and pure-hearted in the copper age. To the extent I am disciplined and timely now, to that extent my worship will be disciplined. To the extent that I do things with love and bhavna, so too my bhagats will do it with that bhavna too. To the extent we are generous now, to that extent our bhagats will be generous with our rituals. To the extent I do it with the right method, so it will happen with the right method later. So Baba's just pointing out that, you know, everything is determined by what we do now at the confluence age. How does that work? Because now we are creating our sanskars, and those sanskars will attract that energy later. So even now we're attracting and repelling people in our life based on our vibration, a vibration of our sanskars. And we create karmic burdens based on our sanskars. And so if we have clean and pure sanskars, then we will attract clean and pure souls towards us. And this dynamic continues throughout the cycle. This is a major reason why we need to exercise pure and powerful thoughts. This is why it's so important to adopt purity. And Baba said all types of purity, which means purity in all areas of our life. Thoughts, word, deed, mind, body, wealth. So we need to ask the question that, what are our senses indulging in? What are the eyes seeing? Is it elevated and pure stuff? What are the ears listening to? Is it divine words? The mouth, what is the tongue tasting? Is it pure, holy food? So on all levels, we have to work on all levels, thoughts, words, deeds. And Baba said, whilst being in contact with all types of souls, those on this path and not on this path, then we have to maintain a pure attitude, vision and vibration. Baba said pure souls maintain a pure attitude, vision and vibration. So it all starts in the mind with our thoughts. This is what Raj Yoga meditation is, right? That we intercept everything at the thought level. Hermits intercept it mostly at the action level with abstinence, right? They don't want to see ladies or be near them. And in this way, they think that their vow of purity will be maintained. Yes, they understand they shouldn't have the thoughts either, but they are trying to do it from outside in. And we are trying to do it from inside out. So what is purity? Purity is that which is undiluted and unadulterated. Just itself, nothing mixed. And we have, for example, extra virgin olive oil, pure rose essence, pure orange juice. So the term implies that nothing extra is added, no sugar, no preservatives, maybe no water. It's just as it is in its pure form. And that's what Baba is saying today, your eternal, original form. But honestly, is there anything pure left in the world? Our soils are contaminated and so is the air and water. So anything that is produced cannot be of that same purity of the golden age. Even now when we taste organic vegetables, they taste awesome. Almost a different taste. Now imagine the veggies in the golden age. They will be completely out of this world. Even our taste buds will be so new, right? Pure. So everything will be tasting fantastic. So back to purity. Purity means to just have the one in my thoughts. None but one, as Baba says. He's the only one. He's the one beloved, the one that I love, the one guru, the one that I take advice from, the one father who I'm loyal to. Purity is in the consciousness, awareness, and attitude. It permeates my whole being. It's not about becoming pure bit by bit. Not that this week I'll give up my eggs and next week my onions. That is not really purity. Purity is the realization that I am a pure soul. It pervades my whole life, infuses my whole life, and everything shifts 180 degrees. So Baba says purity is the mother of all the virtues, because when we have purity, we don't need anyone else. Baba empowers women by making them pure. So as long as they are subservient to their husbands, they will be in bondage and never have that self-respect to become pure, to become free. So purity is many things. Purity is courage, having the ability to take responsibility, taking your life into your own hands. Purity is love, loving selflessly, not wanting anything back. This is pure love that Baba teaches us. Spiritual love is pure love. Just give and don't want, and it will come, but don't want it, and then it will come. Purity is light and lightness. So we always talk about there being the crown of light, right? On the deities, there's always this crown, the halo, even if you look at Christ. So purity is the light of the soul. As we increase purity, we're increasing the chamak, the sparkle of the soul. And because we're pure, we're honest, we're truthful, so there's a lightness, we're carefree and happy. Purity is power. It gives us inner strength. And it's so true, like when we have purity, so purity meaning not just celibacy, but when we really having good thoughts, compassionate thoughts, kind thoughts, then this really gives us the inner strength to live our life the way we want. It puts the power back into our hands. Purity is truth. Purity is truth, meaning it is the truth. That is the way to be. It's the ultimate truth. That is the only way back to the soul power. And again, there's many stories of that. In the Lokic world, there's the story of Samson and Delilah, where he lost his power once he gave away his truth. Purity is compassion. Purity is compassion, meaning that we then start to have good, loving, merciful thoughts towards others. So purity is many things. We are actually ever pure. A diamond is always a diamond, even if it's in mud. So too, we are pure. We have to unlayer, uncover ourselves, that's all. So there's a big layer of dust or mud, you can say, that has become fixed on the soul. And that's only because we adopted impurity as our way. But Baba is saying that purity is your original and eternal quality. So again, it's going back to this idea that I am that already. It's not something that I have to become. I am that already. And so let me exercise that in my consciousness, in my attitude. Let me really feel my purity every day. And when I start aspiring to my ultimate purity, then it's so easy to leave the things behind in this world, because they don't compare The taste of the things of the world do not compare to the taste of the purity that Baba is teaching us. And that's what's so attractive about purity. So let's have a short meditation now to experience our pure divine self. Sit comfortably. Turn within. And firstly, I begin by reminding myself that I am a pure being. Deep down in my core, I am a pure soul. My heart is pure. My intentions are pure. I am well-wishing. I'm the child of the ocean of purity. Purity is my birthright. Purity is my way. It's the only way. And every thought I create from this place of knowing that I'm a pure soul is pure. My instant reflex is to create only pure thoughts. I take a few moments now with this beautiful state of purity to go in front of Baba and I can feel Baba's light showering onto me and enhancing my own light of purity. Baba is ever pure. Baba loves us unconditionally, no conditions, because he is wise, knowledgeful, full on every level. And so as Baba's child, I adopt all his qualities. In fact, just being in front of Baba, my treasure store of qualities also opens up to me. I had forgotten that I had these, but Baba reminds me. Baba reconnects me with my inner power, inner truth, inner love. And the key for that is purity. So thank you, Baba, for giving me back the key to my self-empowerment, the key to myself. Thank you for the key. Shanti.